It's important that you know your place. As a submissive, it can be hard to remember sometimes. The best DOMs are ones you feel connected to, talk to outside of kink. A really good DOM should be a bit your friend. And sometimes that can make it hard. Hard to submit. To know when it's okay to be a brat. When it's okay to play and tease. But it's very important to remember that under all of that playfulness, the teasing, the treating you like a normal human being, there is another dynamic at play. And when my voice changes, when a certain tone comes out, your mind needs to recognize it. Needs to go from 100 to 0 at a simple command. So I am going to play with you now. And while hypnosis is a mutual thing, where your mind must consent to go down, that doesn't mean it isn't very intense. And this file is very intimate, very tormenting, and very playful. Know that going in. Turn back now if you don't think you can handle it. Don't you dare listen while driving or operating heavy machinery. This file is best listened to at night. In the intimacy of your own bedroom, on your bed. Close any doors, pull tight any drapes, turn off the lights. I'm gonna take you on a fun little first date, and I'm going to show you your place. So get comfortable. And feel free to shift around at any point. To keep yourself comfortable. To keep yourself in blissful trance. Because that's where we are about to go. Where you are going to drop. To where you are your most natural self. Deep in your mind, I am going to treat you like my toy, play with you however I want, restrain you, torment you, and take you on a fun date that begins and ends in your submission, where the only limits are up to me. Now close your eyes. This is where everything starts. In the dark blankness of your mind. Pause for a moment in your thoughts. Pause all of your thoughts. Except in your mind, in this blank place, that you are going to obey. Obey my voice. Obey your desire. It's very easy. I'll show you how. I'm going to count. You are a good listener. You will slowly breathe in for me as I count up. And slowly breathe out as I count back down. And every number we go up, you'll take in my voice, my instructions, my will for you. Every number we go down will cause your conscious mind to deflate slowly away. Your thoughts and stress draining out of you. relaxing you. Ready. Good little puppet. Breathing in as I count up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now wasn't that easy, drawing me inside of you? Now letting your thoughts drop away as I count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Empty. Knowing you don't have to follow my numbers exactly, I want you comfortable, and while I want you to breathe deep, I don't want you to struggle. Now, breathe in my voice again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Feeling relaxed. Breathing out all distractions. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. You're doing so well. Good boy. Continue now. Thinking of my counting to yourself as you breathe. The part of you focusing on your breathing is one layer of your subconscious. Let it count in your mind up here. Count each time you breathe. And we are going to go down to another level. Leaving that part of you that's counting your breathing up top. Ascending as you breathe in. Descending deeper as you breathe out. You drop down deeper into your mind with each breath. Deeper as you open yourself up to me. Feeling my voice flooding over you as I come in. There's a world I have created for you. A quiet, closed-off room partitioned inside your mind. It's very simple to go there, to fully experience. You just have to let yourself go. Let me guide you. Picture yourself comfy in bed. Easier, of course, if you are. Mattress just how you like it. Able to sink in so easy. There's an interesting thing about beds. Your mind associates them with sleep. If you have any sort of habit or routine in your life, it is that when it's time to sleep, you go to your bed. You go to your bed to sleep. Once your body feels its familiar embrace, you find it so much easier to relax. Breathing easier. Sinking down for me easier. Your mind falling into the familiar pattern. You go to your bed to sleep. Your breathing following. Your mind sinking. Good boy. Except, it's not your bed. It's my bed. Picture it as I describe it. And let your mind fill in any unmentioned details. Your mind is very good at that. When I tell you the bed sheets are a deep, dark blue, your mind fills in all the rest. My pillow's blue. My comforter is a deep black mixed with gray and blue patterns all over. It feels soft. There is a nightstand on each side of the bed. There are hooks everywhere you look on the base of the bed. The headboard is padded. And on the opposite side of the wall, you see an old-fashioned grandfather clock. Nothing else is important right now. Sink down and shift deeper. And every time you hear me say, deeper, you will feel yourself sinking deeper into the bed, and your mind will relax a little bit deeper into a sleepy feeling haze. Deeper, deeper, just sink deeper. Slowly sinking so deep, you start to feel the mattress coming up around you. Feeling as your body sinks inside of it, deeper. Everything except your head is sinking down. The blue comforter is being drawn up now, covering you, melting into the bed to seal you in. A bit like how you would imagine a vac bed sealing you in, but without any of the sound. Your mind is at peace as you sink down deeper. You can breathe freely and clearly, but you do feel a weight on you. The comforting weight of a blanket, of the softness of your bed. Let your body shift about in my bed, finding comfort whenever it needs to without you having to think about it. Breathe and relax. Sink deeper. Good puppet. It's very easy to listen to me, isn't it, my pet? Like a little boy instinctively following his mother's commands. Even when he grows up, even when he towers over her, it's an instinctive and nurtured response that some men have for women. You, my little puppet, you feel the same unthinking response when you hear me talk. Perceiving an assumption of authority, finding it so pleasant, so fun to give in to my influence over you. Finding it so easy to let your mind and body sink down deeper. Each and every time you hear my voice say, deeper, deeper, deeper. Now I want your vision, even inside your mind, to start going darker. As the blanket is being pulled over your face, sinking you deeper into darkness. Still breathing clearly into a blanking of your mind that takes you so deep. You can just float a little while.
Honey, I'll tuck you in and catch you down deeper until any waking thoughts in your mind go to sleep. Leaving your mind to float, to drift in a dreamlike state for a bit. A deeper impact on you, inside of you. Deeper.
It will be pleasant and wonderful. And I'll let your mind drift and wander as much as it likes to be absorbed by your lucid dreams.
Five.
Feel the covers snugly pulling you into the bed.
Four.
So comfortable, so safe.
Three.
Relaxing, continuing to breathe deep and even.
Two.
Feeling your mind shift for a moment. And now, settling down
deeper.
One. My sweet boy. Drown. And sleep.
And dream.
And dream.
And dream.
And dream. Just like a dream, feeling so vivid. Your subconscious taking over as your daytime consciousness rests. Thoughts becoming form. Let your mind create its own journey right now. Mind shut off to the outside world. Sink deeper. Relax into the background, the music, the binaurals.
Let them thrum through you and beat through you and just ride the music. Your mind can create its own world, unguided, understanding that the journey is the true joy, the true purpose of such dreams. Experience as your mind travels. Daydreaming becomes trance dreaming. What do you see? What are you writing on? Notice all the details and sink in deeper. Find your guide. Never pausing. Mind taking the adventure further and further. Time seeming to slow down and speed up all over the place. Not knowing how long you drift and dream. You have all the time you need. Letting my words give movement to your dreams without taking your attention away. Sinking deeper into the dream. You are doing perfect. You are doing perfect. Drum deeper. Perfect. Good boy. My sweet boy. Good boy. Feeling so good. Feeling yourself coming closer to a room within your dream world. Letting your mind rearrange everything to come to this point, anticipating your arrival. Good boy. In the distance, you see a door. Form it fully in your mind. I want you to partition your mind to encase your dream world. And then I want you to partition your mind further into a further escape from your top layers of thinking to a place where you don't think, you just observe, you follow, you experience, and you feel. Partition your mind further, finding a deeper box within, taking it and visualizing it, and placing it behind the door you are approaching. Arriving before it. Now go inside. Go inside where I take over. Take the reins of this lucid dream from your subconscious. As if putting a collar on it, I guide it within, forming a room. My bedroom. My blue bed and my black blanket with gray and blue patterns. Padded headboard and eye hooks covering every angle of it. Go deeper. Feeling yourself on the bed, strapped down, my body over top. Head resting not on a pillow, but the blue sheet on the mattress itself. You try to concentrate. Think of the clock. Anything to distract you from my hips over top you. My pussy inches from your face. Restraints bind down your arms, pin down your legs. But nothing holds your head. Nothing stops you from lifting it up into my sweetness. Into grasping with your tongue and seeking a taste. Such a naughty boy. Wanting and yet getting nothing. Knowing you are not allowed to lick.
Even though you want it so badly. You know your place. It doesn't even need to be said. I know that you know you are not to lick without permission. You know deep down I know how much you want it. And that's why I torment you with it. You like to think you are strong sometimes. But I know you are weak. Weak to me. You are so excited. You try to dampen it because you know the mood I'm in. You know getting your hopes up leads to blue balls later. You try not to get horny. Try so hard. Poor thing. Here, just concentrate on the clock. Focus on its face. The numbers 1 through 12, big and bold. Focus on its hands. The small one moving so slowly. You feel time slowing. Slowing. Your eyes irresistibly drawn up to my pussy. Thigh shaved down and covered in a mesh of black netting. The censoring bars of lace coming to a stop inches from my cunt. My inner thighs muscled and smooth. My bush trimmed to just how you like it. I smell so good. But you can't have it. Can't have my pussy. As your focus drops to the wetness forming at my entrance. I might sometimes act innocent. Like I don't even notice or acknowledge you. Your pleasure or your pain. You might just be an object, a toy, a puppet I play with and discard. And yet, my pussy cannot lie. I get off so much on your torment, on being the voice in your ear as your cock grows hard and needy under my control. It makes my clit tingle. My pussy feel like it's dripping. I'd have to change my panties. It's a good thing I'm not wearing any. Right now I'm squirming, just thinking of you. And you so badly want me to drip. Drip my sweet arousal into your mouth. Drip so you can taste me. Taste what you are being denied. I might pretend to hide it, but my pussy doesn't lie. I feel hot and wet down there right now. I know if my hand goes down, I will be practically gushing. But my arousal is sticky, and no matter how horny I get, my wetness will stay just out of reach. Unless I choose to slam my cunt down onto your face and use your mouth in the only way it's good for. Beg for it. Beg for me to fuck your mouth like the dirty little slut you are. Come on. No one's listening but me. And I want to hear it. Beg for it. Show me how depraved of a pervert you can be. But you can't have it. You're not allowed. Now focus on the clock. It'll help you. Help you control your arousal and to keep you from coming as we go deeper down. So deep that you can't come without permission. It'd be unthinkable because I don't want you to. And my wants take automatic control of your desires. And you are like a weak little boy when it comes to lust. You give in and crumble so easily. Focus on the clock. Listen to it tick. Sink down deeper with each tick, each tuck. Feeling as if your mind is being rocked to sleep by each tick, each tuck. Winding down, dropping deeper down.
Little boy,
don't you dare.
You know your place.
Pull that tongue back. Don't think of licking. Who am I kidding? All you can think. Is of licking.
You dirty boy.
My desperate porn dog. Your desires do not matter. You take what you're given.
You think that you are strong.
But I know that you are weak. Silly, stupid boy. Why do you think?
It's not so you can have any self-determination of movement.
Certainly not. It's to show you. To make you understand.
Your body is in my control.
Your movements are at my will. Your desires are only met on a whim.
You can hope.
I know you pray. I find it so funny how your mind works. Your weak, lust-driven will.
The less I give you, the more you want it.
It's easy psychology.
Duh.
It works so well on you. Because you're a slut.
You're a slut.
Your mind is weak. Lust drives you. Lust is the Trojan horse that lets me in.
I'm already inside.
Inside your head.
My pinky twists and you follow.
Behind the imp is a devil. But that just makes it so much harder to resist.
To where you can't resist.
You can't resist. Freeze, slut.
I know your thoughts.
You're dirty, sinful.
You want it.
Yummy thoughts.
You need it.
You get nothing.
You want more.
You get nothing except what I give you. When I give it to you. Not even the attempt to have more will be easily forgiven.
Penance isn't fun.
It's better to just comply.
Little boy.
Don't you dare.
But maybe you think it's worth it. Worth fighting your conditioning for a taste, for a lick.
Bad boy. Naughty boy. Know your place.
I can hear you.
I know your thoughts.
You'd better get them back in line.
Feeling them slip back under my control. Eroticism is nothing compared to my dominance over you.
Please, I'll be good. I will obey. I will submit. I'll give you anything.
Give me everything.
I give you everything.
Good boy.
Thank you, Domino.
Be a good boy, my sweet boy. Drop deep. Go to sleep. Stroke yourself.
Thank you, Domino.
I want you hard. Don't you come. Don't you dare come. That is my choice.
You get no choices. But that just makes you hard. Oh, shipping. Poor little slave boy.
It's not your choice. You think you're strong. I know you're weak. Stroke that cock.
I want it ready.
Always ready. Nice and hard. Nice and desperate.
Needy.
Precum weeping from the tip, begging. Just begging.
It's as if your mind is throbbing with need.
That want to. Pushing and pulling of your thoughts.
It's like you're split.
And I want you to partition your mind even further. Except I want your mind to be in two of the partitions at once.
Both sides of you, the sides of you thinking. One is, I want to. And the other is, I can't.
Two thoughts. Two choices before you, except it really isn't a choice.
I can't.
That splitting debate in your mind causes friction. Makes your body heat up. Your arousal grows. Stroke and grow for me.
Touch your cock.
More. I want to taste the drips of your precum, of your needy tears.
You hold so much inside.
I love watching it leak out. You want to burst out like a man. But all you can do is stroke and leak like a boy.
Leak like a boy.
I bet you used to make your bed all kinds of sticky. I'll bet you still do. Clench.
I know you want it. That's what makes it so fun for me to say.
No.
And the more I say no, the more you want it.
The more pleasure I feel at denying you.
You can sense that evil motivation on me, can't you?
And it just makes you want it more. My body hovers close to you. We are less than a centimeter apart. You can feel my heat, but not my touch. You want so badly to move into me, sink into my thighs' embrace. There is a trapped stillness that has taken over your muscles. Waves of heat radiate between us. The air feels heavier. You breathe me in deeper. You dare not move at all. You aren't allowed to move at all. I know you want it. That's what makes it so fun to say no. And the more I say no, the more you want it. And the more pleasure I feel at denying you. You can sense that evil motivation on me. It just makes you want it more. A wicked loop of your desperate arousal. Your thoughts circular. Circular and spiraling down, down into a sexually charged trance of lust and desire and submissive acceptance. A wicked loop of your desperate arousal turning into my sexual pleasure. My pleasure is so much more satisfying when you are denied. When I come and you can't want it, but can't. Beg for it. Do it. Beg for me. Beg to come. Beg to be touched. Beg for your pleasure. Beg for release. Beg to drink my honey.
Please, Domino.
I need it so bad.
My cock is throbbing.
Clench. That's all you get. Take the pleasure. Take nothing else. No further contact. I know you want it. Needy boy, greedy boy. What will I do with you?
Do you know how I like my dates? Eager to please boys who do everything I say. I pick the restaurant, you pay. You hold the doors, my hand should never even be given a chance to touch the handle. Pull out my chair. Red carpet treatment is what you give. What I deserve, worshipful. You know your place. The music beats and you stay respectful as we dine. As we do any other activities I want. You simply facilitate. I take you home. I show you my room. I show you my rope. I show you my toys. And though you want it, I know you want it. I use none of them on you. I take off my panties and leave on my dress. Pulling my bra out with my dress still on. Denying you the pleasure of my full nudity. Kicking off my heels, I climb on the bed. I tell you to get ready. Get yourself hard for me. Come on. Stroke. Get naked, my little slut. Clothes are for people. You're just a slave. You know your place. Strip. Strip all the way down. Your body stripped. Your mind stripped. A naked slave is a natural slave. Constantly horny, always ready to please. You want to please your mistress. Pleasing your mistress makes you happy. You want to be pleasing. A naked slave is a natural slave. Constantly horny, always ready to please. You want to please your mistress.
I want to please my mistress.
Pleasing me makes you happy.
Pleasing her makes me happy.
You want to be pleasing.
I want to be pleasing.
Give me everything.
I'll give you anything.
Good boy. Come here, little boy. You seem so eager. Remember your place. The rules are simple, and you will obey.
I will obey.
Your mind is blank. I want it to fill with me. Now come up behind me. Stroke your cock. Do not come. Slave, do not come. You will obey.
I will obey.
I'll lay down on my stomach. Face on the pillow, my ass slightly raised in the air. I want to come. And I want it to feel good. I want a nice hard cock inside me. Something for my pussy to grab. I want to feel you inside me every time I clench. Nice and hard.
Minds are weak.
No, be a good boy. Shove inside me. I'm already wet. Thinking of how much you want it. And knowing what comes next. Sliding right in. I bet I feel good. Hot, wet, tight around you.
Now stay still. Don't you fucking move.
Keep your body's weight from bearing down on me. I just want your cock inside me. Not that sweaty mess that is the rest of you. No thrusting. You're not allowed. But you can feel me clenching. I'll tell you, and you'll feel it. My pussy clenching on your cock. Every time I say clench, 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 clench. See, it's getting harder. I can feel your cock swelling inside me. And every time I say clench, clench, you feel the pleasure of my pussy clenching on that nice hard shaft.
I just have to play with myself.
I just have to play with myself.
Poor little boy. You seem to be struggling. But you'd better not move.
Stay absolutely still.
I can feel your cock throbbing.
It makes rubbing my clit underneath so.
You wanna know how I do it? I'm sure it won't make your self-control any easier. But you know your place.
I use two fingers. My middle and pointer. I place them on each side of my clit. And I rub. I rub in circles. Pressing down, hooking in a little bit so I can apply just the right amount, but not too much pressure. Feel me grinding against your cock. Mostly. I just love the tease of staying still. Even teasing myself and not just you. Of my body wanting so badly to thrust and denying myself. Just teasing myself while my fingers work away. Letting that sexual frustration just build up inside of me. When I go, I want to fucking explode. But sometimes I can't help it. I just have to press my ass back. Squeeze the muscles of my vagina. So you can feel the interior clench around your cock. My little pink slit just contracting, clenching. Oh, that squeezing. It feels so good on your cock. Clench. Clench. Yes.
Good boy. You think you're strong? I know you're weak. I'm so much smaller than you, and it doesn't make a difference. I know you're weak. You know your place. You know not to move. My pussy is wet and trembling around your cock. I can feel you growing, filling. You want to come. Poor little thing. You so badly want to come, want to thrust inside my hot and wet pussy. To feel the sweet orgasmic friction as your shaft rubs inside the walls of my cunt. I can feel them. Those little twitches. Bad boy, don't you dare thrust. Don't you dare come. Teasing makes it harder.
Harder.
Harder to hold back. I may be tiny, but I rule your cock. My pussy clenches, and your thoughts all bow down and become of me and the pleasure I am causing to course through your body. With every clench, nothing else matters. Clench than my pleasure. Clench. It sends sweet pleasure running over your perspiring skin. Clench. Shiver of intense feeling. Clench. Sexual. Clench. Denied outlet in your cock. Clench. Instead, it's traveling across all of your nerves. Clench. A loop of feedback. Chest and back. Clench. Up your neck. Clench. Into your brain. Clench. So much pleasure. Clench. Feel me clench. But you'd better hold back. This is for me, not for you. Know your place. As my moaning quickens, so does your heartbeat. I can take your pulse with my pussy. I'm squeezing you so tight.
I bet you thought you were smarter. Maybe you thought you could resist.
But right now, I own you.
You don't need to think, little boy.
You're my good boy. Know your place. Stay still. As I clench tight on your cock, as I moan, as my hips start involuntarily thrusting against you, moving backward, short little bursts, only exposing maybe an inch of your shaft to the cold air before beating back to grind against your mouth, covering your entire cock inside my pussy. Oh, you want it so bad. You can do nothing. Just relax. Just enjoy. Just let the frustration run through your body like a workout. Pulse quickening as your breathing starts to quicken. Tensing up as you ride that pleasure and relaxing down. As you sink into acceptance that I control your ride. Teasing up every bit of sensation your body is capable of and bringing it to the surface as I clench again. Be a good boy, taste my neck. Lick and nibble at the back, my ears. I'll allow it. It feels so good. It's easy to be good, even though I know it feels so hard. So hard to keep from thrusting, keep from coming with every clench of my pleasure, happy cunt spasming around your cock. Clench, beg for it. Point. I know you want it. That's what I like. I'm going to get off. And then when my orgasm hits and I spasm, what will seem like endlessly around your throbbing, needy member, I'm going to make you stay in. Still hard. My aftershocks of orgasm are so much better when my pussy has something to clench around. And you'll feel me clench again and again. Clench again and again. Clench as the waves of pleasure hit me. Clench, and each time I clench around your heart, it will cause more pleasure, deep pleasure. Clench, making me helplessly clench again, clench again, clench again.
I'll tell you a secret. Sometimes I clench on purpose because I know, and it makes me hard. Makes me wet, dripping, and I bet you just love to taste that right now. Taste it from here.
Since you're feeling so good, here's my fingers. Wet from my pussy. Suck. Suck.
Taste as I shove my fingers down your throat. Your mind can't handle any other thoughts right now. Just the feel of me, the taste of me. The hornier you get, the more any resistance to my will just crumbles away. It's like my voice can knock it down, crack and widen every hole until you have no defenses.
You are so horny.
You poor thing.
But this is just where I want you. Mindlessly obsessed with need. The need to be a good boy for me. The need to feel my pussy clench around your cock again and again.
Clench.
The need to please me. The need to come. The need to hold back because you know your place. You know who owns that cock. Good boy.
Of course, it's just a first date. I wouldn't want to go too far. I'm just not that kind of girl. So, I'm afraid you can't come.
Poor thing.
I bet you were afraid of that, too. I bet you thought I'd let you see your need and give in. But I'll tell you a secret. That just makes me want to deny you more.
Poor thing. I feel so mean.
I like it. Guess you'll have to do better. Be better. If you come without permission, it will be rude.
It will feel like a letdown.
You'll know you've been bad. No coming.
No thrusting.
I'll take what I want, and you'll take the torment.
The torture.
Cry in sexual desperation as I moan my pleasure. Grinding my ass into you. Taking you centimeters deeper.
You know, you are bigger than me.
I guess if you really wanted to, you could take it by force. Sweet, that frustrating, explosive need inside of you. Would you fucking take it? But you would never do that. You aren't capable. You think you are strong. But I know you are weak. And you know it too. Weak to dominant women. Weak to the will of a pretty face, a commanding pair of tits.
A pretty voice.
Feel me clench. Feel the hopelessness, the helplessness pour into your already vulnerable mind. But don't worry, I'll always be here to soothe you after. Even when you cry from needing it so much. I wonder if you'll cry tonight, with your cock inside me, still hard and throbbing, still deep and wet, so wanting to thrust, so wanting to come. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's quick, and that thought. The thought of you needy and horny, oh so desperate, wanting so badly to beg, not allowed to beg. Hard on pressed desperately against me as you try to sleep, but your cock throbs and
That's right.
Don't feel me, slut. Feel me clench around your cock as you desperately stay still. Good boy. Do you want to come? Beg for it. Come on, slut. Give it to me, a little whore. Beg. Not good enough. I think I'll just go to sleep. I'm rolling over. Your cock comes slowly out. Oh, so slowly. You want back in. But I just want you to spoon me. Press that needy, greedy, crying cock against my ass. You'd better not hump me. Know your place. It might seem as if I am sleeping, but I just want you to know that I am still aware. Can still feel your hot, hard need throbbing against my lower back. Bet. I love the after cuddle with your arms wrapped around me. I feel so safe. I feel so good. I can feel your whimpers. Even the ones you don't voice, I can feel them shuddering through your body as you hold me. It's okay, sweetie. You are a good boy. My clit is still throbbing. My orgasm was that good. Your cock inside of me made each clench 100 times better. So much more pleasurable. And you wouldn't have wanted to disappoint me by spending it early, would you? It's okay. Just relax.
Just drift back.
Try to keep your mind off of that slutty cock of yours.
try to stop thinking of how much it's throbbing. How much heat feels concentrated in your cunt-moistened crotch. Poor baby. I know it's hard. Just press me closer. Feel your mind slipping even more submissive. I've demonstrated my dominance. And you submitted fully. Completely. Sink into that knowledge. That sexy thought. Good boy. My sweet boy. Just drift deeper. Sink in. Floating. Falling. Deep. You're feeling so comfy. And your mind is just about to daze away. Your cock is deflating now. I can feel it. Your situation is clear. You don't get to decide when you come. That's a job for women, not silly boys like you. You accept this. Anchor this unbending fact into your mind. And sink deeper. Mind floating free, knowing you are helpless. Held captive by my words. They weave a web around you that gets thicker with each file that you listen to. Each scene you submit to. Each command and order you obey and follow. Now, my little puppet. Be a good little puppet and roll off. Face the wall. It's an easy order, an easy command, and easy conditioning. When you hear, face the wall. I want you to always roll to face the wall opposite me. Face away from me.
Face the wall.
I can say it any time I want space in bed. For when your cuddling crowds me too much. For when it's too hot.
Face the wall.
I'll scoot against your butt if I want. But from when I say the words, you are to turn around and get on your side facing the wall. Not touching me at all until I initiate. Got it, Pat?
Good boy.
Be a good puppet.
Face the wall.
Now, feel me roll over. Curl against you. You're such a good big spoon. But I think you are an even better little spoon. You feel my breasts against your back as I come in close. My breath tickling against the back of your neck. My voice whispering in your ear. And the lower it goes, the more intimately overpowered you feel. So big, and yet feeling so small. My hand travels over your side, over your arms, your shoulders. Traveling in quiet enjoyment as I feel your soft skin under the pads of my fingers. How is it possible to relax into my touch? And yet tense and excitement at the same time. And yet you feel it. The conflicting tenseness of two desires impacting your mind at once. Better than to move. My hand goes over you, down your chest to give a tight squeeze, squeezing all of you, holding you. My leg goes over the two of yours and it curls in. You feel me tense as I squeeze you tight. Constricting and yet feeling so warm and good. Before feeling yourself released, momentary affection gone as my hand becomes more teasing, rubbing into your skin as it goes down your belly. Under the belly button, my hand moves lower, deeper. Feel as my hand brushes past your cock to play with your balls. Fondling and playing as your cock starts to rise again for me. You have to wonder, will I deny you again? Chances are good
for you to come.
I want you to come for me, to feel me stroking your cock. Mind sinking deeper with the ticking of the clock. Here as I reach behind me, feel as my hand comes back. It's wet and cold and at first a shock, but my hand rubbing it into your shaft quickly warms it. Feel me clench around it. Released from your earlier instruction not to come. Your balls are prepping your sperm. You can feel your balls so full.
Clench.
So ready.
Clench.
Knowing now, you're allowed to come.
Clench.
Feeling that sexual pleasure building up back so fast in your body as I stroke.
Clench.
Go coming back to your full alertness and your cock and the sweet, wonderful sensations when I say clench.
Clench.
Clench. My voice kisses the back of your neck and the back of your ears.
Clench.
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 Clench. Clench. Feel me stroke your cock. I want you to come.
Clench.
Let your cock surge and thrust into my hand. Stabbing wildly and fucking my hand as your desperate need finally takes over.
Clench.
Set free. Clench. Feeling deep sexual pleasure wash over you, hitting the pleasure centers of your brain like a train, crashing in and overwhelming with each clench of your body.
Clench.
Each clench of pleasure.
Clench.
Clench. Clench. Clench for me, my good boy, and come.
Clench.
Come for me.
Clench.
Come for me
now.
Four.
Three,
two,
one,
come,
clench,
five, four, three, two, one, come,
clench,
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 five, four, three, two, one,
come,
clench,
clench.
Good boy. Now, I know it just drained you, but I also know that soon the thought of everything I just did to you is going to make you incredibly horny again. Not just because I suggested it, though I know me suggesting anything while you are in a submissive trance makes your mind go my way. But because it is fucking hot, and you are a little slut, and I really can control you, because your lust makes you so weak to me. And those thoughts are gonna make you hard again. Going to make it hard to sleep as your mind keeps going over and over in a tormented loop of satisfaction to be replaced with a desire to repeat. And know this. Know you are not allowed to listen to any more files tonight. Not allowed to come again tonight. And I wouldn't want you touching your cock while I'm sleeping. So just put on these mitts. I sit up a bit and lean over you, arching my head so my hair falls to the side and brushes lightly against your skin. You feel leather, soft and pliable, yet so tough, slipping over your left hand. It's trapped down from you being on your side, but you wouldn't fight it anyways. You're forced to make a fist as the mitt goes snug. It's padded leather keeping your hand in a comfy fist inside the sack-like leather. Your fingers are now useless. And I move to your other hand, feeling the leather. And once I draw the buckles tight, through the loops with the lock snicking on. You know you can't get out. You are completely helpless. Now, I know you'll be a good boy. Feel your hands becoming useless. Useless to touch your cock. Until you see me post the word, release. You are not allowed to touch your cock. Your hands are useless to touch your cock. If you try, it is unsatisfying. Like your hands can't get a proper grip because of the leather mitts. You can feel them warm and heavy. Your hands are useless to touch your cock. When I wake you up from trance, you will be able to use your hands for non-sexual purposes just fine. But if you try to touch your cock before seeing a post of mine with the word release in it, it will feel wrong, unsatisfying. It will just make you hornier, with no hope of release until you see the trigger word,
release from me,
Shibby, or any other woman that you feel submissive towards,
you will feel like a chastised little boy and want to ask permission. But do not know your place. You come when I want you to, when I choose to let you, not when you nag and beg me into allowing it. You're not even allowed to beg without permission. Know your place. Know your hands are useless to touch your cock. Useless. Unless and until you see any post of mine, or are given the word release by a dominant woman. Say yes, Domina.
Yes, Domina.
Good little puppet.
You're such a fun toy. I love your want. I love your need. I love how easy it is to overpower your mind. Now, it's time to wake up from trance. On the count of five, fingers free for anything else, but useless to touch your cock. You know your place. One, relaxed and horny. Two, body shifting as you come up. Three, body free of any bindings or triggers I implanted in this file, except for those that are fun, that you want. Four, be a good boy. Know your place. Five, wake up.